other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, a lot of really important news I'm going to get to out of the gates here. Coming up in T-minus 1 hour, Robert Grodin is going to be joining us for 2 hours. Now, Robert Grodin is probably the JFK assassination insider. He's the guy that, got the copy of the Zapruder film and leaked it out to the public. He's the person that leaked out the photos of the back of Kennedy's head blown off. He was uniquely placed to expose all that. He was the chief consultant and expert. Jim Mars helped write the screenplay and consulted as well, but he was the chief consultant on the Oliver Stone film JFK. He's never been on this show, and I've been consulting with him and working with him on my JFK film. It's about continuity of government, the fascist connection, the new E. Howard Hunt revelations, but only, again, it gets into areas never before covered as part of the JFK assassination. But now we have the vast majority, more than 90% of the American people in all major polls, believing the government killed Kennedy. The truth is out there. But I thought we would have the preeminent expert on today and take your phone calls and get into the new revelation. Now, we've had this video for about 6 months, and I was piling up footage, piling up research. We watched it 6 months ago. I kept meaning to put a mini film together before we even put it in Black Sunshine, the continuity of government slash JFK film I'm making that Grodin, by the way, is going to be in as well, with some new revelations, by the way. But I kept meaning to get around to putting this video out. Well, we finally, in the last week, edited it together with some other video and images and documents. Never before seen footage. You know, there's the audio tape released a year ago and the Rolling Stone covering the handwritten notes where E. Howard Hunt admitted to being involved with the assassination of JFK. We'd always known that had been picked up as one of the tramps, but here he was admitting it. That, and then people said, oh, no, St. John Hunt and the Rolling Stone is lying. And so he just released the audio tape. Well, he gave us the video. And by the way, there's a lot more where this came from. But we put out the most dangerous stuff that it's not even fearlessness. It's, in a way, it's stupidity that I could just calmly sit here relaxing, having this tape, when they already tried to run St. John off the road. They already broke into his house, tried to steal everything, rifled through all the papers. I mean, I'm just unbelievably callous, I guess, living the life of danger here. Make no mistake, there's danger involved. They're still killing people over the Kennedy assassination, who have had this video for 6 months. And so last week I said, look, you know, we keep meaning to put a little mini film out about this and add a bunch of documentation to it. Just put it out. We sat down one night, watched the hours of it, and I just said, that's the most dangerous stuff. That's the key stuff. Get that out now. In fact, I know St. John wants it, in, you know, larger portions of it in the film, but I'm going to call him today and just say, look, St. John, I just want to put the whole thing on YouTube. I don't even want this video sitting around here. But doesn't matter. The most damning stuff is there. We're just nonchalantly talking about how they killed Kennedy, why they killed Kennedy, why LBJ wanted it done. Talks about Harvey, who we know had run assassinations all over the world. And so the video's there. It's pretty historic. And we kind of released it with a whimper, not a bang, last night. We didn't even put on the YouTube video that it's a world exclusive and never before seen. We're so used to just being so close to bombshell information that we, I think, lose perspective on just how important the work is that we are doing. And all the glory goes to God, and thank God for his guidance and protection. All right, we'll be right back with a bunch of other news and your phone calls.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a 14-minute video up on PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members in high quality. We also have the YouTube videos posted for free, where you can go watch the world-exclusive footage. I'm going to air some of that audio right now, and then later in the show I'm going to air all of it for those listening on AM and FM dials, shortwave satellite, or those that have computers but are out driving around in their cars and can't watch the video. I'm going to play all the audio, 14 minutes of it, coming up later in the broadcast today. I've got some financial news and a lot of other important info, human-animal hybrid clone info coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and just play a few minutes of the never-before-heard or seen E. Howard Hunt. I mean, this is him on video, close-up of his face, talking about who and how Kennedy was killed. Here it is.
I could just visualize Harvey and LBJ forming a kind of a thieves compact between them. Mm-hmm. But I think that LBJ was an opportunist, and if he not hesitated to get rid of obstacles in his way, I think his later career exemplified that. The vice president right. had the most to gain.
Yeah.
And he was in a position where he could bring in people like Kornmeyer and others of interest and get their take on different things and then in turn issue instructions. There was nobody with the leverage that LBJ had, no competitor. He was the vice president, and if he wanted to get rid of the president, then he had ability to do so by corrupting different people in CIA. And he had to do it with the limitations of CIA, because there was no other group that honored, if I could use that term, honored the clandestine limitations the way CIA did. They could do something, turn their back on it, move on to something else. It was not like a military. There was no accounting in that sense. And we know that LBJ had an unlimited ambition. And we know that he was a corrupt individual. And that the dollar sign was very important to him. As vice president, he didn't have the leverage that a president did or would. And so that was an attractive goal for LBJ. He did not want his career to come to an end as vice president. Who knows about vice presidents? It was very, very important to him that he take advantage as to the extent that he could as vice president, because just a few things had to be accomplished. He had to kill Kennedy, have him killed, I should say, and be guilt-free himself. Then he could go on and do what he wanted to do as president of the United States. It was a very tempting and almost a logical move on his part. I keep thinking about Bill Harvey.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bill Harvey and say, look.
Again, you can go watch the rest of it. It gets even more hardcore. I mean, I can't believe in my life that this radio show, the films we make, that, I mean, we've got people like Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson talking about the government blowing up the towers and German defense ministers and high-level members of Japanese parliament and Hollywood stars like Charlie Sheen and film directors like Rick Linklater on air telling us that we've woken up Bruce Willis. And in my strange life, we just nonchalantly have videotapes lying around that nobody's ever seen with him spilling his guts, E. Howard Hunt. Of course, that's admitted with the TV show and then films. It's Ethan Hunt, Mission Impossible, that's modeled after him, the most famous CIA black op commander in history. And it's just very strange that this information's coming out. It's surreal. There are people in the Infowars.com article posting comments, and they're saying, yeah, this is a good video. The headline, World Exclusive, E. Howard Hunt Details JFK Plot on Video. Aaron did a great job editing the video and putting it up there yesterday, and I called him last night when he put it up. I left about 10, got home about 11, saw the story post, and I called him. I said, Aaron, you don't even say world exclusive on this. So he did add that to the article, but not the YouTube video title. But people are in there posting going, hey, you know, he's covering up. He's saying it only went up to LBJ. And I like Tarpley, but, you know, Tarpley made me mad like a year ago when we were first airing these audio tapes. This is separate video, not just the video of the audio. This is separate video. You just heard the audio of. It's new to the public. And, you know, Tarpley said the same thing on the show. Well, we're all hearing now the disinfo that it was LBJ alone that ran it. No, we're not. E. Howard Hunt was taking orders from the president. That's as high as the chain of command went for him. It's like if you have a mafia capo taking orders from a don, and the don's had a meeting, you know, a few months before, and the capo running the hit wasn't privy to the meeting of the mafia chiefs. So he knows the mafia chief that they were getting orders from. And I'm not even here criticizing people. This is just for open discussion. This is the type of nitpicking that is endemic everywhere in the alternative media. That we bring you this incredible revelation. We risk our lives to bring it to you. And make no mistake, it's dangerous dealing with this. And I just want that noted. No one can deny it. And then they're covering up for the New World Order. They're saying it only went up to LBJ. When in the videos we've released and the radio interviews we did, we pointed out that it was Nixon involved and a bunch of other people, and then above them, Rothschilds and Rockefellers and the CFR and the oil family, the Hunts out of Texas, no relation to E. Howard Hunt. I mean, it's just incredible to be on the field day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, just trying to expose the New World Order, busting our hinds to do it. And so, this is a very important story, and it needs to be seen. It needs to go viral on the web, so I'm enlisting our wonderful listeners and activists out there to do your own reports on your own blogs and to call them to talk radio shows and email this to talk shows and, you know, tell them to talk about it and cover it and deal with it, because people always say, well, a conspiracy like 9/11 or Gulf of Tonkin or USS Liberty or JFK, you know, people would talk. People would speak out. It would come out. Well, they do. And close to 500 people conservatively were murdered in and around the JFK assassination, tying up loose ends. Barry Jennings, you know, talked about bombs going off, explosions before either tower collapsed. He was in Building 7, 300 yards away. He's in there with the head of the New York Emergency Management. He was the deputy head. And the media starts trying to discredit it, and suddenly he dies, and they won't say why he died, or another witness who saw bombs going off, he dies. Same week, back in August. I mean, living in the real world is, I don't even want to say frightening, it's bracing. It's like walking out on a freezing cold winter day with cold wind blowing in the face. It really wakes you up and lets you know what you're dealing with. And I think all of us should every day just reassess and recalibrate, kind of restart our computer and realize we really have a new world order. They really put poison in the water. They really spray our skies with poison. They now admit they're doing that. They say it's for climate control, but we know it's toxic. That's now in mainstream news. And it's now mainstream news are setting up a trilateral world currency and a world government run by the banks where you pay carbon tax. Where you pay carbon taxes to the private banks. And the CPS really does grab over a million children a year without due process criminally. And government really does test pesticides and chemicals and drugs that kill children, foster children. And it's in the mainstream news. And the FDA is going after now vitamin companies and shutting them down. And they don't even have court proceedings. They just used the Patriot Act on them. I have articles about that today. And with the bailout, it really is at least $5 trillion. We told you that a month ago. Now it's mainstream news. You heard Ron Paul last week say, yeah, it's actually right now $5 trillion and growing. And it's completely secret. That's in the news today, Huffington Post. They won't say where the trillions are going. They just like when $2 trillion was missing, the AP reported on it 2 days before 9/11. Now it's over $4 trillion. Last time I saw a congressional hearing on it, 2 years ago, it was $4 trillion. Just gone. The Pentagon pension funds, the investments, and then Myers and Rumsfeld 2 years ago, they just got up and said, we're not going to tell you where it is. None of your business, Congress. And they really are threatening Congress with martial law, and they really are deploying army brigades. If you read carefully, it's a whole bunch of them, not just one. They're just talking, reporting on the new one they're deploying. I mean, it's really happening. We better get our heads screwed on straight.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago.
All those drifter days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines.
Deadlines and commitments. What to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind. We're running against the wind.
We're young and strong.
We found ourselves seeking shelter.
We're still just running against the wind. Scott, Randy, Kevin, Mike, Matthew, Bryden, your calls are coming up momentarily. Your calls and others at 1-800-259-9231. As I ended the last segment, I'm telling you folks, you need to reset, all of us do, myself included, and just realize how incrementally the tyranny is intensifying all around us. I mean, they're putting body scanners that our mainstream media even admits are basically electronic strip searches. They're storing images of our naked bodies, the humiliation, all in the name of stopping terrorism that the rulers of this planet themselves are conducting against us, so we will acquiesce to being slaves. Very simple equation. They pose terror, so they have a pretext to rule and dominate. Real simple. And they are engaging in an economic terrorism and consolidation and setting up the foretold world government run for and by the banks, where you pay taxes directly to them. It's just amazing. And I, every day, you know, it hits me. Man, this is a real fight. These people are real. The only reason they haven't killed me is because they don't want to underline everything I say, put an exclamation point on it, highlight it. They don't want to make me a martyr. And I realize they could go ahead and do it anytime. They still do it to many people that are prominent, just to scare people into submission. Then I realize, for the weak, for the innocent, for humanity, that's why we even exist, is because people fought and stood up against tyranny before us. Everything good in the world is because people have sacrificed. And I'm committed, and that's the good feeling here, is that there's no going back once you're on the road to liberty and justice and freedom. Once you set yourself against the dark side, there is no turning back. There is no turning back on this road. There's a lot of news here, but let's just go ahead and go to your calls now. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you this morning?
Good, my friend.
Hey, a question I have for you is a couple different ones. One being the news thing that you just have right now, when you just played that clip, would you think the mainstream media would pick up on that? And yeah, since it's going to go YouTube, do you think they would play that? Or, are you getting any spins?
No. St. John's tried to bring it to the national media, and none of them have touched it, except the Rolling Stone. And then they wrote a story about St. John Hunt, and then kind of in the last paragraph said, oh, by the way, there's handwritten notes and audio tapes of his dad saying they ran the operation to kill Kennedy. And then the media said, oh, that isn't real. And so he released it, you know, the audio here on this show and on Coast to Coast AM and a few others. And then now for the first time, you see the video itself. So, of course, the establishment, I mean, the Chicago Tribune and a few other publications reported that the NSA declassified, CIA declassified earlier this year, that it's true. Israel knowingly attacked the ship. Israel admits it. They have the NSA intercepts where Israel knew. And what the pilot said about 5 years ago, they had Israeli pilot apologized on Israeli TV and broke down crying and said, I refused three times. They ordered me to do it anyways. That's an American ship. It's an American ship. And they threatened him. They said, you will attack it. And, you know, so we already had his testimony, but now it's backed up by the declassified NSA intercepts. So, but you'd think that would have become big national news that, oh, hey, all these books written, all these TV shows written by the establishment to debunk the men on that ship and the admirals and others on the aircraft carriers that had told the truth, and the later chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore, saying it was an inside job. You know, they don't want to admit they've been totally disproven. Just like they called us conspiracy theorists on Tonkin, wrote books, had TV shows debunking that Tonkin wasn't staged with the destroyers, and now it's declassified and the LBJ tapes are released. So, no, they're not going to. People always say, where's the smoking gun? Smoking guns are everywhere. Stay there. I'll have you finish when we get back, Scott, and then everybody else that's patiently holding. But, yeah, the new JFK information is up on Infowars.com right now. World exclusive. E. Howard Hunt Tales JFK Plot on video.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Point the cannon at you.
Look at the criminality you see in the streets, business, and just the culture itself being toxified by the police. The fish rots from the head, as they say. Think of the ridiculous spell, the illusion, the mesmerized public convinced for decades that there was no evil in government, no corruption. The government couldn't tie its shoelaces. There were no powerful interests, that nobody wanted to rule them or dominate them. Nobody wanted to rule the world. And even as they set up their open world government, foreign by the banks, even as with one side of their mouth they admit they're doing it, the other side they deny it. Just amazing. Going back to your phone calls, Scott in Arizona, finish up what you were saying.
Okay, Adam, my other question is about the Biden Powell comments about what's going on with, you know, they're talking about a crisis that will happen. coming up in the new year. Do you believe that they're just doing fear-mongering, or do you believe that something will come up before then, or do you think that after it's going to come to pass, or is it more fear-mongering?
I don't know. I knew they were going to launch the 9/11 attack because President Bush's approval rating was plunging, and I knew that their favorite tactic, they've been preparing the public, saying terrorists are going to strike. When they strike, we're going to take all your freedoms away to keep you safe. And then they introduced Bin Laden on TV and said he's about to get you. And there were hundreds of other points and things I saw as they were preparing the public, like we're children. And I do see them preparing the public again. The problem is they have done it so much in the last 7 years since they staged the 9/11 attacks, 7 years plus, that there's really no telling what they're going to do. I mean, the economic crisis is an economic 9/11. It could be a military strike. I mean, out of the blue, one morning you wake up and U.S.-backed, NATO-Israel-backed proxy, Georgia. Sneak attacks Russian-held areas, international controlled zones. Sneak attack NATO peacekeepers. Kill them. I mean, they had Georgian peacekeepers in with the UN/NATO/Russian contingent, killing them at point-blank range. I mean, just unbelievable sneak attack. I mean, you know, even high intensity with artillery bombardments, but started with low intensity, you know, point-blank commando type attack. I mean, that's just as dirty as it gets. And then they had such disdain for the American people and the people of the world that our media put the Georgian puppet president on TV saying, we've been snuck attacked, help us, help us. We're being snuck attacked by Russia. And, of course, I'm not saying Russia's good. Putin and the new president are obviously corrupt. I mean, that's the nature of power 99% of the time. And Russia's, I'm not saying, you know, run by angels and they kill a lot of media people and there's lots of corruption. It's just that the elite we've got in the West, the Anglo-American establishment, I mean, these are reckless people. They launched huge Hollywood-style terror attacks that kill 3,000 people. That's spectacular. You know, designed for media with just event after event after event the same day to get maximum coverage. They said close to 4 billion people were able to tune in. And then they launched preemptive attacks on Iraq and Afghanistan and all the bold things they've done here and the bold sneak attack on Russia. I mean, just the sky's the limit with these people. They're geared up for bio attacks that they'll undoubtedly in the future release to train us out to have a controlled society. I mean, and people don't want to hear this. They're like, oh, that's scary. I don't want to hear it. They're the ones saying it's going to happen, and we know they're the ones that have done it over and over again. There's no doubt that the White House sent the anthrax letters. There's no doubt that they're fear-mongering, saying we're going to be attacked by bioweapons, chemical weapons, radiological weapons. There's no doubt they've got the will to do it. It gets them more power and control. And to them, it's just collateral damage. It's a military mindset, a very corrupt one. And so just God help us. These people are giving us no quarter. And they've got a public that knows they're being lied to now, but just can't face the horror that the elite is really this bad, that it's not a boss hog corruption. I mean, I'd pray for a boss hog corruption compared to this, just looting and stealing and, you know, doing old-fashioned stuff that government does, and that's bad, but that's to almost be expected in history. But to have a hardcore, scientific, focused, vicious system, you know, that puts out these George Bush puppets and Bill Clinton puppets and Barack Obama puppets, and the public thinks they actually run something, and it all becomes about the personality and Saturday Night Live making jokes about them, and, oh, the leaders are just idiots, and, you know, the environmentalists are just morons. Well, yeah, they take your farm and ranch. They're not morons. They're businessmen. They're raiders who use it as a cover to steal your property. I mean, and all the genetic engineering and what it's doing to the environment, that's being ignored. And all these environmental zombies, you know, wanting to grab property and tax human respiration. It's just unspeakable. It's just all of it. It's a nightmare. I appreciate your call, Scott. I'm not trying to even be negative here. You know, people say, well, be positive. Tell us the good stuff that's happening. If I don't, look, I've used the analogy, I'll use it again. Imagine seeing your neighbor's house. Your dog's barking. It's 2 a.m. in the morning. Your dog's barking. And you go and look out the window, and you see flames coming out of the attic of your neighbor's house. And you run out front, and you wait for a second, and you're on your cordless phone, you call 911. Some other neighbors are walking out in their pajamas, in their bathrobes, and you see smoke start coming out of, you know, now the top floor of the two-story house. And a couple minutes have gone by, and you notice there's a couple lights on in the house. You go bang on the door, and somebody comes to the door with a nightcap on, rubbing their eyes, and you say, "Hey, your house on fire. Get out, get out. You know, get your family, your children, get your animals out." And they say, "Hey, be positive. Why are you being so negative?" And I'm like, no, look, look, there's smoke in your house. Don't you know it's on fire? Get out of there. And they're like, "Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist." Now, I'm just going to think positive, and I'm going to go back and get back in bed. And in fact, please don't wake me up again, or I'll call the police on you. And you're like, no, please, your house is on fire. And so you say, "Well, I'm not going to stand here and let this happen." Now, most Americans have been conditioned to stand by nowadays, but I mean, if my neighbor was acting this psychopathic and was this mesmerized or hypnotized by whatever to not come out of the house, I'd go ahead, and if they slam the door in my face, I'd kick it down and start physically grabbing them and trying to get the house clear. And then imagine in this corrupt system, the police and fire department pull up, and they would come up and tase me and say, "Oh, he's insane, send him to the mental institution," as the house collapses down and burns the family to death. I mean, everything we're talking about is documented, admitted, on the record, and we have our own movement in denial. I was sent a YouTube video last night and in my email, and I clicked on it about midnight, and it was and I was reading the comments, and I followed them back, and it was, quote, other patriots, other truth tellers saying, "Oh, Alex Jones, you know, he's a David Icke nut now. Look at him making stuff up about goblin people." Now, I was reading what was in a bunch of British newspapers, and it had the quote by the scientist saying humans are splitting into two different species, you know, this tall, blonde-haired, blue-eyed Superman and these little goblin-like creatures. But the person took the clip and said, "Oh, look, he's making it up that there's goblin people. He's insane." That's why they only play about 10 seconds of the clip. But it wasn't the individual that was criticizing me. I mean, I understood that. I didn't mind that. I knew what they were doing, and that was clear. It was that the person that even sent me the email was saying, "Man, look at you. I used to listen to you, but you're clearly a nut just putting out this info now." In fact, let me just go to Google right now and illustrate this. Humans are split into two species. Humans to split into two species. I spelled that wrong. I spelled it so bad Google can't even. Hold on. Oh, I didn't put a space in there. That's the problem. Humans. There we go. It's not coming up. I found it last night when I was looking for it. Let me Google goblin-like creature. Goblin-like creature. Well, the point is, I'll find the article. It's hard to do while I'm here talking on air, but if you type in humanity, I think is the headline, is split into two different species. It was when the scientific report came out by a prestigious institution, it was in a whole bunch of newspapers. You know, that's just like I still have people emailing me saying, "You're lying. There's no such thing as part human, part animal clones." And I remember 10 years ago, it was 1997, seeing BBC headlines about how they'd already created animal-human clones, but they had just terminated them in the embryonic phase. And, of course, obviously, that's just what they're publicly saying. And I've told the stories of people coming up to me on the street one time in a restaurant. The guy tapped me on the shoulder. I was picking up a pizza, and he said, I used to listen to you, but now I know you're a liar. There's no such thing as part goat, part spiders. And I said, well, it's CBS News. I had the head of the company on. He said, no, you're a liar. And I'm calling you out as a liar. And I said, fine, I'm a liar. I mean, there are spider goats. There are human pig, human cow clones. I mean, I actually have a news article about that today. Where is it? This is Agency French Press. Lawmakers back animal human embryo research. The lower house of parliament approved legislation Wednesday allowing scientists to create animal human embryos for medical research in the biggest shakeup of embryo laws in two decades. I mean, they were doing this in England and the U.S. at least 10 years ago. Despite opposition from religious and pro-life groups, members of parliament and the House of Commons backed the Human Embryology and Fertilization Bill 355, votes to 129. It will now go to the vote of the House of Lords and could be law by November. But see, my detractors don't care. They'll just cut out me talking about goblin creatures, human cow creatures, and then just say, look at how he's insane. But then people in our, quote, own awakening movement will say, yeah, Alex is making it up. I'm not making anything up. I'm not making any of it up, none of it up. And you ignore it at your own peril. And I'm sick of the denial. I am tired of it. I've had enough of it. I really have. I mean, denial has been bred into us. And I don't even know what to say. All right, I got to hurry because I got a guest coming up and I want to get to your calls. Randy in L.A., go ahead.
How are you doing today, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Well, I'm calling today because I've been following the case of Berg versus Obama, and I think it's taken some very interesting turns of late with the Obama camp unable to or not replying in time to Berg's allegations that Obama was born in Kenya, which is a de facto admission of the charges. So what is your take on where this whole case is going?
I know Corsi's in Hawaii right now checking into it. I'm going to get him on in the next few days. And you know what? That isn't even the reason that Obama's bad. He's bad because both the candidates are controlled by the New World Order. But he's gotten three times the Wall Street money, four times the Goldman Sachs money that McCain's got. That's all you need to know. They ran that chipmunk nut.
Oh, the albino chipmunk?
Yes. Against, and I don't want to be mean to albinos. The point is, I got pretty white skin myself. The point is that they are running him like they ran Bob Dole against Clinton in 96. He is meant to lose. But, hey, the public isn't going to believe it. They got to find out. And by the time they figure out they're being taken for a ride by Barack Obama, there'll be a new Republican savior for them. And then when they figure out they're being taken for a ride there, and, you know, now I'm a right-wing fascist because I don't like Obama, and just a few months ago I was a hardcore commie, according to the neocons, because I didn't like Bush. And it's just how it goes. So for 4 to 8 years, I'm now going to be a right-wing fascist. And then in 4 to 8 years, when it's a Republican, I'll be a commie again. And, you know, it's just the public's got to learn. But the good news is, in the past, they were fooled by the left-right bait and switch. When Congress has got an 11% approval rating, and in these polls, it's only about 60% saying they're going to vote for either candidate. So that's like 30-something for Obama and 20-something for McCain. I mean, neither one of them have a majority support out there. So the good news is the people know. They're just hoping things get better with Obama. And I got news for you. You're going to see change, folks. It's going to get real bad. It's going to get a lot worse. So just get ready. Anything else?
That's it, Alex. And I have to agree. The people do seem to know. I've been posting this question on Yahoo Answers. And so far I see about 1 in 8 are saying, yeah, this definitely needs to be looked into further.
All right, my friend. Kevin in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? I was actually calling about the Berg case as well, but I wanted to follow up on it with a slightly different view.
No, that's right. The judge, Obama, none of them will answer the questions. Yeah, a lot of separate experts have looked at the certificate of birth. It clearly looks like it's been falsified. But, I mean, it's not just that. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. This guy, and I'm not bashing Muslims or people with foreign names, but, I mean, if his name was, you know, David Jones or Tom Jones, and he was a black guy, and his family had been here for 100 years, 200 years, people would trust him a lot more. I mean, I don't trust Schwarzenegger because, you know, he's a foreigner. His daddy was a Nazi. And I made a film about that, and I got emails saying you're anti-German when I'm, you know, half Germanic. But the point is, Alsatian and German, so French, German, and German on both sides of my mother's family. But I mean, I'm against Schwarzenegger, and because, you know, questionable ties, and I'm definitely against Obama because, I mean, the guy did have a foreign daddy. His mommy was a commie. I mean, flat-out communist. The guy's surrounded by them. Communists killed over 150 million people last century. But he's not some commie plant, folks. He's a foundation banker plant. That's why you got communists and bankers always thick as thieves. Go ahead.
My concern was kind of with the Constitution. Like, you know, if this gets through, it seems like it'll kind of circumvent the Constitution without due process of law by allowing a foreigner to become president. And I was wondering, you know, if that happens, do you think that will go through, like, where that'll almost be like a commonality where foreigners can be elected
president?
Well,
notice Schwarzenegger is saying Palin can't be vice president or president. See, that's another little tip-off. Schwarzenegger's basically going for Obama.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by Pepperspray.com. Pepperspray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? With no kind of chance for the flag or the liberty bell.
I like the end of the song. Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
We still last 10 years
like it should. Good times
is the best of.
All right, let's go ahead here and talk to Mike in Florida. You're on the air, Mike.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener, PrisonPlanet.tv member, military veteran. Now,
thank
that
you.
Being said, I'm referencing E. Howard Hunt's, and thank you so much for putting this out. It's unbelievable. I have to reference the television show The X-Files in the episode Musings of a Cigarette Smoking Man, when the person that was called to take out Kennedy sitting in the waiting room, they reference him, say, all right, you can go in now, Mr. Hunt. I believe they're referencing him as he was the one that was in the sewer that pulled the trigger. I don't know that to be true.
Well, do you know where the CIA recruited E. Howard Hunt?
No, I don't.
He was OSS when there was a secret war in China before the war even got fully declared, and he was a top sniper in World War II against the Japanese in China. So he was OSS, and then he was OSS at the end of the war in Germany, helping bring in Nazis.
Operation Paperclip.
Yeah, I mean the guy was there from the ground floor. So, yes, he is a black op commander who started out in the field sniping. It's classified how many confirmed kills he had, but, yes, top sniper.
Right on. And just real quick, the series, The X-Files, how relevant do you believe that show is? And I'm wondering where they got most of that information from, because most of the show is really before the Internet got huge in the early 90s, 94, 95, when Operation Paperclip was one of the episodes on The X-Files.
Well, what they do is they mix Operation Paperclip and GMO, Deadly Sunflowers, and all this real stuff with purple-green pus-head aliens and worm creatures and devil cults and chupacabras, and so then it kind of just discredits the whole thing. But I've talked to several people high-level with the X-Files, one of them on air, Dean Haglund, who was also not just a star in X-Files, but also a star with Lone Gunman, the spinoff. And I get a call a couple years ago, and most people have already heard the story, but you may not if you're asking a question. And I get a call, and it's, hi, this is Dean Haglund. I was given your number by a radio producer I was a guest on, KLBJ 93.7, and I told him I'm a fan of you and I'd like to talk to you. Can I come by and see you? I'm coming to town next week. I go, coming to town? What for? I'm coming to town to see you. And I said, okay, and I called the producer and talked to him. Oh, yeah, that's really Dean Haglund. And I was like, wow, because he's in quite a few movies and other things. And so when we get back, I'll briefly, when we start the next hour, then we'll get Robert Groden on the 8 after, John. I'll come back. So stay there, Mike in Florida.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.